And my guest is Justin Roxburgh, who is the CEO of Taunton Association for the Homeless, who in fact housed us for 3 or 4 years when we first launched, which is great. And I know every time I see you, Justin, I always say thank you for having us.
That's all right, Darren.
But no, first of all, for those that don't know much about Taunton Association for the Homeless, tell us what it is you do.
Well, Darren, we are probably the largest homeless organisation in the Southwest, even larger than some of the cities like Plymouth and Bristol. We have been operating for 40 years as a charitable organisation. Primarily, our role is to prevent people becoming homeless in the first place. But if they do find themselves homeless and sleeping on the streets, etc., or sofa surfing, then we've got a range of services and accommodation that we can offer. So we have an outreach team that goes out in the morning before I'm up having my breakfast even, talking to people who've been sleeping rough overnight, finding out why they're sleeping rough, where they're from, what their situation is, and directing them towards the services that are available for them.
I think it's important that people know that you are a charity, hence the reason for inviting you to be part of the Charity of the Month here on Tone FM.
Yeah, thank you for that.
And I think it's also important to let people know about the homeless statistics in and around Taunton, which are proving to be very good at the moment because you've managed to really, really bring them down over the last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's reached a bit of a crescendo really over the last 2 or 3 months. We're not really sure why, but we've had quite a few people from out of the area who've turned up on our streets here. In June, for example, we had 44 rough sleepers in Taunton alone, and that's incredible because a year or so ago we only had between 8 and 10 on any one night. So there were some reasons for that, and we've yet to uncover those reasons.
Okay, so you're bringing the stats down, which is really good and really positive. And I think this is a message that people in and around Taunton need to know about, because there is a bit of stigma with homelessness in and around the county town, isn't there?
There is at the moment, yeah. We're aware of some unhappy traders up and down East Reach, and we have our main hostel at the top of East Reach, and we would just invite those traders to come and talk to us and see what we actually do. We have managed to reduce the rough sleeper count. Last week it came down to 22. We're working really hard repatriating people back to the area they've come from, and we're putting them on trains, we're making sure that, and buses, we're making sure there are people, other agencies at the other end of their journey to make sure that they get there and they get them off the train or the bus and back into their own local services. So we've been doing, there's a lot of work going on here.
But the work you're doing is clearly visible in so many areas, particularly online, and it's worth shouting about this, because I think the more people know about the work that you do and the things that you do to help raise funds, the better, really. And you've got a lot going on, particularly through the summer.
We've got loads of projects going on. We run our own college at TEH, so if you come to us and you're living with us or we're supporting you, we will put on courses, whatever you want, we'll put it on. And we've got, our college is AQA accredited, so it's nationally recognised, so certificates that we issue to people can build up to NVQs. Whatever you want, we ask people, what do you want? And if whatever they say, we'll do our best to support them through that. We've got now a number of properties around Taunton and Bridgewater, and we're still looking to expand that portfolio of properties where we're moving people out of hostels, off the streets, into ordinary accommodation in ordinary streets like everyone else wants to live in. But we're providing the support to stop those times where the client might wobble or they might have a problem, and we're there to support them and try and help them in that. There's not enough accommodation, certainly public sector, so social housing has just dried up altogether. Probably 3 or 4 years ago, 50% of our clients would end up in a council or housing association flat. That just isn't happening now. It's probably nearer 1 in 8 or even 1 in 10. But there are other things which we're doing as well. So little projects, well, quite big projects. I mean, the Rough Sleeper project is one which is obviously, hopefully, making a difference on the streets here. About to open or start building a homeless project for homeless veterans, people who've served the country. That's a growing cohort of people that are coming through our doors at the moment.
And how has everything gone with the move? Because you're now in the Crescent, so you're right in the town centre, if you like.
Well, we are, yes.
Which will prove to be, you know, a lot more beneficial, I think, because you're there in the eye of people.
We are. We're right opposite County Hall, so our regular meetings with them are much easier. We step across the road yeah. with our cup of coffee in our hand rather than having to use their coffee. And it's very nice being in the Crescent. And we were very, very lucky to find a landlord that was very obliging. And we've managed to save money by moving offices. So it's a win-win. We're saving money, we're providing homeless veterans services in our old building, and we're in town, so we're close to people like you.
Okay, Justin, well, that's great news to hear. And with so much stuff going on, if anybody wants to get involved, what is the best way to get in touch?
Really, the best way to get in touch is through our website, which is tah.org.uk. You can always give us a call. We have fundraisers. Give Rosie a call on 01823 271 326, and she'll be able to direct you to the best way in which you can help us. And that'd be really helpful. Thank you.